Hi there, it's a spicy shimmy, and tonight I will be doing the Gamers Unite questionnaire written by 808 Seduction and Miss. And to add a little extra spiciness to this, I will be using my Hitachi, so yeah, could be interesting. Okay. What was your first gaming system and the first game you played? When I was younger, I actually used to use my dad's PlayStation 2 all the time. And I used to play GTA Vice City a lot as a young girl. So that was interesting. Do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? I prefer to play female characters when I'm playing stuff. I don't know, sometimes I'll play as a guy just to like see how it's different and all that, but mostly I just stick with female characters. Wow, okay. Difficult already. That's a good sign. When making a character, do you ever add detail into looks? Yes. Yes, I do. I always like my female characters to be attractive and preferably have really nice butts. I'm a fan of the butts. What gaming systems do you own now, and which is your favorite? Right now, I have an Xbox 360, but I just mainly use my PC for stuff. Do I prefer multiplayer or single player? I prefer playing stuff on my own, just because it's a lot less stressful. I will play some multiplayer things sometimes, though. But yeah, mostly I just like being on my own, exploring things how I want to, I guess, I don't know. Doing whatever I want to, like, yeah, I'm not good, like, working with other people in games, I guess. Which video game character do you see yourself as? Oh god, for that I really don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If you could only have one console or handheld for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? I would probably just still use my computer, I guess. Yeah, I just mainly use Steam and stuff like that. Who is your favorite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? Favorite hero? I guess I'd have to say Batman. I don't know, I just like that he's mostly just like a normal guy and doesn't really have like powers, I guess. He's got like a darkness to him as well, I guess, that I like. And my favorite villain, well, for that I would definitely have to say Handsome Jack from the Borderlands series. Yeah, I love him. He's so bad. He's awful, but I love him. Most hated character? I don't really know. I'm sure like a lot of people would disagree with this, but personally, I found Tiny Tina from the Borderlands series to just be like really annoying. I don't know. Is sex or nudity in video games a yay or nay? I'd say, I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. Like, I don't specifically, like, seek out games just because of that, but if it has sex and or nudity, then I guess that's fine. Like, I don't know. I really liked the sex scenes from... Fuck. Oh god, it's so hard to actually think. BioWare. BioWare games. Sex scenes. Good. Prime. Good things. Okay. What is your favorite video game genre, and what is your favorite game in that genre? I don't really know that I have a favorite genre. If I had to pick something, I would probably say, role-playing, because I like to experience different backgrounds and different possibilities. What is your favorite game in that genre? I would have to say, I don't know if I have just one. If I had to pick just one, though, I'd probably say Fallout New Vegas. Yeah. Or just the entire Dragon Age series. That, too. Would you let someone go down on you while you are gaming? I would have to say probably not. Just because, personally, I get, like, really shaky. So, that just wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be a good experience for me. Wouldn't really accomplish anything. Sorry. Oh, God. What is your favorite video game? And what game was the worst that you have played? Favorite video game. I already said Fallout New Vegas. And worst game that I've played. I don't know. I could tell you some games that I'm really bad at, though. I'm terrible at speedrunners. Awful. I'll still play it, though, because it's fun. Okay. Have you ever fantasized about a game character? All the time. A lot of the time. There are quite a few. Yeah. There are quite a few that I have fantasized about. What is your guilty pleasure game? For that, I would have to say probably Hatoful Boyfriend. It's basically a dating simulator, except you date pigeons. I went into it not really knowing what it was gonna be, and it's actually really good. Like, really good story. Yeah, really good story in the pigeon dating simulator, believe it or not. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? Probably just from early on, I guess. I don't know. I really loved growing up gaming and stuff. And I still love it to this day. Do you believe that video games corrupt youths and their minds? Definitely not. I really do not believe that. When I was in high school, I did a whole fucking presentation against that exact thing. Yeah, I just think that if someone is going to commit a violent act, then they're just gonna do it, whether they've been exposed to video games or not. Would you game under the influence? I would probably just say no, because I'm not often under the influence. It's I just, it's not my thing. No offense to people who do partake in either drugs or alcohol. It's just my own personal choice. Who is the sexiest game character and why? Oh god. Fuck. I think I'm just gonna have to say Handsome Jack again. Probably because he's really powerful. And, yeah, he's really powerful. He's very much a dick. Like, he's so bad. And I don't know, that just really turns me on. I really love him. He's an asshole, but I'm very attracted to him. And I'm not sure what I would want more, if I want him to fuck with me, or if I want to fuck him. How long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? I've been playing video games. I'm trying to, like, do the math right now, and it's really not working. I should have actually, like, thought of this before. I'm just gonna give a rough estimate, because I can't really, like, think right now. Sorry. Okay, I would say around 10 years. Yeah. 10 years, we'll go with that. Longest gaming session, probably when I got Fable 3. I don't know exactly, but I completed it in like one day, so however long that was. I just literally was on the couch all day. I want to say like maybe like 15 hours or something, I don't know. It's been a while since I played Fable 3. Fuck. Okay. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for sexy time? If yes, who? Yeah, definitely. I can't really, like, think of anyone specific right now, but someone that they were into and someone that I was also into, I guess. What game have you clocked the most hours into? Now, for this one, I'm not really sure because I own a couple games, both on PC and for Xbox 360, so I'm not really sure what the combined hours would be, but I would have to say it's probably like, sorry, I want to say either Skyrim, Dragon Age Origins, or Borderlands 2. Probably not Borderlands 2. I probably played Skyrim longer. Probably around 500 hours on that one. And for Dragon Age, I'd say the same. Probably around 500 or 600 hours. And I got around like 400 in Borderlands 2, I think. Alright. Which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? I never really, like, went to arcades much at all, but I'd always play Mortal Kombat, so I guess that. Would you play Minecraft every day? I've actually never played Minecraft. Yeah, I have never played Minecraft. I don't know. Maybe someday. It's just not something that has an immediate appeal for me. Do you follow walkthroughs or do you play on your own? Both. I don't really like following walkthroughs unless I get like really stuck. Because if I get really stuck, then I get mad and I'll just not play it again. And yeah, I'll just leave and not play it again. If I can't figure something out. And I'd rather actually play through stuff. Yeah, I'm a completionist. What is the most important trait of a game you play? I would have to say story. I really like games with, like, rich background story. Like The Elder Scrolls, for example. Really like that. Say it again, Dragon Age, Mass Effect, love them. What is your scariest gaming moment, or what game itself was scariest? I'm not really sure. I really like horror games. I think the one that actually got me the most, though, was when I was playing the second Amnesia, Machine for Pigs. It was just like this really dark section, and like I couldn't see anything, and I could just hear like this fucking like pig, like really close and like getting closer. I don't know. Like, you wouldn't think it would be scary, like, until you actually played it, but no, it was terrifying. Yeah, I played Outlast too. Outlast wasn't really that scary, though. Personally, I didn't think it was that bad. I liked it, though. I did like it. As a game. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? I have not. I've been to a lot of general conventions. Couple of anime conventions. Only reason I haven't been to a gaming convention is that there just hasn't been, there hasn't been any, like, in my area, or close to me. Yeah. There just hasn't been that available. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Preferably keyboard and mouse, though just like some stuff works better inherently with a controller. But yeah, I just like using keyboard and mouse. Would you ever wear or let your SO wear your headset and let other players hear the moans? I guess. Yeah, probably. Sure, why not? Even though, like, as I said, I don't really like play multiplayer games that much. And I am gonna skip this next question because I have never played Tomb Raider games, which is another thing that I'm very sad about and plan to change. So if I could live in any video game universe, which one would I choose? Probably something that, like, is safe, where I wouldn't die immediately, a horrible death. Yeah, which is, like, most of the games that I play. I can't really think of anything that would actually be a good place, a good place to live. I don't know, I kinda wanna say The Sims. But then, like, I don't know, does that mean that someone would, like, control my actions? Yeah, that would be too weird. Yeah, I don't know. Like, all the games I play are, like, really, like, violent. And just stuff where... Actually, you know what? I guess I could say a TOEFL boyfriend. That would be interesting. Alright, well, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my struggle to get through this list. Thank you.